Wee Willy Winky by Rudyard Kipling. Narrated by Robin Nixon. An officer and a gentleman. His name was Percival William Williams, but he picked up the other name in a nursery book, and that was the end of the christened titles. His mother's ayah called him Willy Baba, but as he never paid the faintest attention to anything that the ayah said, her wisdom did not help matters. Her father was the colonel of the 195th, and as soon as Wee Willy Winky was old enough to understand what military discipline meant, Colonel Williams put him under it. There was no other way of managing the child. When he was good for a week, he drew good conduct pay, and when he was bad, he was deprived of his good conduct stripe. Generally, he was bad, for India offers so many chances to little six-year-olds of going wrong. Children resent familiarity with strangers, and Wee Willy Winky was a very particular child. Once he accepted an acquaintance he was graciously pleased to thaw. He accepted Brandis, a subaltern of the 195th, on sight. Brandis was having tea at the colonel's, and Wee Willy Winky entered strong in the possession of a good conduct badge, one for not chasing the hens around the compound. He regarded Brandis with gravity for at least 10 minutes, and then delivered himself of his opinion.
"I like you," said he, slowly getting off his chair and coming over to Brandis. "I like you. I shall call you Copy."